back with Rosie on the House. If you'd like to join the conversation, feel free to join us on the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. There's an auto attendant that will pick up. And when that auto attendant starts going through their diatribe, you just push the number 1. And that'll put you straight into the broadcast studio. We'll get your name, where you're calling from, and your question. And we'll get you taken care of as quick as we can. One of the things we do to take care of the Arizona homeowners is we publish a weekly digital newsletter, Rosie on the House, available by subscription only at rosieonthehouse.com. It kind of tips you off as to what we're going to cover on our Saturday morning programming. We talk a little bit about what we covered last hour. The topic of the week was busting the myths of construction careers and how great a career the construction sciences industries are. We talked in the opening hour, the outdoor living hour, about spring gardens. We're talking right now in particular with a special guest in studio about a topic Miss Jennifer has become very passionate about.
Well, it's become more and more evident that a big part of home ownership is the idea of living in place. And as we've gone to the hardware shows and the KBiz building shows, it has become an increasingly big topic. And so I've had this, every time I mention aging in place, I get tons of personal email, Jennifer, please help us, you know. And I've had this heart to want to help for quite a while, but it is a big, big topic, and I would always get bogged down in the details. And then fast forward to this last summer, our own family became very needy of these services, so I was forced to narrow down. And in that journey, I found a couple people who were just amazing help. And one was Bridges Connor from Get Organized with Bridges. She helped us to move in and out of places. And then I also got to meet Miss Charlene Sargent of Helping Hands, and she's here with us this morning. Thanks for coming in, Charlene.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us, having me here.
Yeah. So she, you know, we're going to take a little journey this morning, starting with aging in place at home, you know, what that looks like and how Charlene's a great resource for everything, for resources for the elderly. And so, Charlene, let's just kind of, first of all, let's just introduce you and the name of your business and your phone number and kind of give some contact and context.
Yes, my name is Charlene Sargent, and I'm a registered nurse, and you can get a hold of us. My company is Helping Hands Senior Services, and our number is 602-620-2342. And
yeah, you've been in and exposed to this type of scenario for a long time. You know, the first time I called you because I had called a nurse friend of mine saying, what do I do? And she goes, you know, I used to know this gal. So I found you. And, you know, I imagine most of the people who call you are in kind of or at least a good percentage are in a crisis mode. And you have a very friendly, assuring way. So when people call you, how do you go about figuring out what they need?
When people call me, they're very, very stressed. A lot of people are crying. They don't know what to do, where to turn. And so I just, you know, what we do is we help families just try to, you know, through that, what I call a senior care maze, and just navigate the healthcare system that we have, because it's not an easy system to get through. I think it's like putting burning matches up your fingernails, basically.
Oh, no, I can affirm that.
Ouch.
It was pretty tough.
Yeah, it's bad. So what we do, they contact us, and I will get all the information about the person and anything that, you know, likes, dislikes, their care needs, and I put all that together. Financial situation, I have to take that into consideration, and their area, desired area, put all that together, and then I come up with a plan for them. I'll give the family all of the options and just let them kind of decide, you know, what they need to do, whether it is having people come into their home as in-home caregivers. If people can afford that and they can stay in their home, I feel like people should be in their home. Or if it's, you know, having somebody go into an assisted living community, independent senior community, assisted living home, memory care, whatever they need at that time. And we will get a plan together with them. We like to go out with you, and we like to be there to support and help ask, you know, answer questions. And what we always say is take a deep breath, pay attention to how you're feeling, and just pay attention to your gut. You will know what's going to be the right fit for your loved one.
Those are all great points. I want to back up a little bit. You know, you talk about trying to figure out with the whole person. So you're not just throwing out a bunch of information. You're taking this specific person and you're trying to assess their needs and what would be best. And so in speaking about people, let's start with people staying at home. You would have all kinds of resources for that scenario.
Yes, we have. We do refer out to people, and how I've come to work with a lot of these people is I've been doing this for about over 20 years, and some of these people I have worked with for 20 years.
All right, we'll come back and cover more.
And your questions as well, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Just hit 1 to bypass the auto attendant. Text questions. It's working this weekend. You can send those to 411-923. Email info@rosieonthehouse.com.